My question is about mechanic. A customer gives his car to mechanic for tuning. When the customer returns, the mechanic informs him about the new changes, saying that he has changed the oil and so are the charges. How is it to get the work done like this? I mean, in the absence of the customer. He does not know everything in his presence also. The customer agrees. If the mechanic suggests fixing a new part, please advise what to do in such cases.
It encompasses many situations, which include many cheating tricks and deceptive stratagems. A customer does not understand. He may change a part unnecessarily. Although it works well, yet he changes. He may say that he is going to replace the locally manufactured part of the machine with the imported one, which he cleverly replaces. People normally do like this, and such people are sinners. So those mechanics who misinform the customers, saying that they have done so and so and ask money for the job they haven't done. Such people are sinners. It is a lie and deception. Before starting, he should check thoroughly and inform him honestly that so and so item he will replace and so will be the charges. Later, he should do what the customer says, which is allowed. He should not tell lie. That the life, I mean expiry date, was about to finish. That's why he replaced. False sympathies are not allowed at all. He replaces nothing, only a wire is broken. He just connects the wire and asks him to come again. He tells him the wrong reason and gives the car back to him with a bill according to what he wants. This is the way how people spoil their earnings and indulge in severe sins. People usurp the rights of others. May the Almighty Allah bestow upon us halal earnings.
Through your Madani Muzakara, I wanted to advise the people engaged in trade and business that if these brothers consider welfare of the people during their business, then by the grace of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it will really create auspiciousness in their business and they will have more customers than. Just as he's asked a question about mechanic who sometimes knows very well that the part which is going to be out of order can be repaired if he tries a bit and he can help the customers. But if he thinks that he belongs to a family which is poor and he has to run a family as well, but he should know that he cannot meet expenses by giving financial trouble to others. If somebody wants to meet expenses of his house, he should also care about the financial issues of other people. A person can meet his expenses if he helps others lower financial burden. Don't illuminate your house by giving darkness to others. It will be of no use.
MashaAllah.
Try to save others from expenses. If a person who drives a bike comes to you as a customer, such people are also poor. Those who drive a car are also poor. They confront CNG issue. These people keep on waiting in queues for even 2 to 2 hours for filling CNG in their cars. They give it the first priority to save a couple of hundred rupees. When such customers come to you with a technical problem in their car, you try to deceive and swindle them out of money by giving them a total wrong information. I mean, you deceive them. If you understand what I say, I hope you will inform the customers honestly that you will repair this part and they could pass 2 or 3 months without further repairs. They can pass a couple of months, it will not have any side effect on machine. You can ask the customer to come after 2 or 3 months and that you will repair it again if required. He'll be able to pass a couple of months. This is such an era in which a person finishes off his salary before 25th or around this. Some people take a loan to meet monthly expenses. If such people come to you as a customers, you deceive them. Therefore, I'd request you to always bear in mind the Sharia rulings for halal and haram, what's permissible and what's not permissible. Think of the welfare of Ummah. I pray Allah Azza wa Jal bestow upon us the passion for the welfare of